On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, Season 1, Episode 4. Life hacks are the tricks and the tips that get developed as a better, more effective way to complete a task. It's like taking a detour and finding a better route, or making lasagna and discovering you don't have to pre-cook the pasta. There's a deep personal satisfaction in life hacks. Recently, I faced a steamed-up mirror in only 10 minutes to get myself ready. Rather than wait for the mirror to dry naturally, or to take a towel, or worse, my hand to wipe it down, and then I'd have to clean the mirror later, I realized that my car windshield defroster is nothing more than a blow dryer, just like the one in my hand at that very moment. 10 seconds later, and I was looking at myself in a clean, dry mirror. Pretty cool, huh? There are websites dedicated to life hacks. Google the term and you'll find a lot of millennials talking about the tricks they've concocted, and some videos of people even testing them. So we've put together a list of a few DTM hacks that might be useful for you today on the table. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10, Toastmasters International. We're here today to talk about your track to Toastmasters success. I'm District 10's DTM Mentorship Chair, Kim Craggy. I have no doubt that all of these DTM hacks have occurred to other Toastmasters. I'm not claiming any originality at all. In fact, I got this list from Nancy Sechrist of the Fairlawn Toastmasters in Akron, Ohio. Nancy got her DTM this year and was working on a presentation called DTM Hacks. At the same time, I was working on an educational session for the fall conference called DTM Fast Track. Great minds think alike. We've pooled our ideas and come up with a presentation with the charm of a Reese's peanut butter cup, sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter into one beautiful piece of... Is anybody having chocolate right now? DTM hack number one, plan a theme for an advanced manual. You could do this for the competent communicator, but 10 speeches on the same topic seems a bit over the top. How would you do an icebreaker and an inspiring speech about the same one theme? I'm sure someone's done it or figured out how, but I'm going to stick to the advanced manual theme. I was coaching a club, and I hate meetings without a speech. So for several weeks running, I was the only speaker. I do not recommend this, by the way. It's much better to recruit other speakers than to take up speaking slots week after week. Back to my point. I had the public relations manual and 5 speeches to give, while I was a homeschooler and not in business. Not a lot of PR for me to do for my job, as it were, so I created a fictitious problem. I called the first speech zoomorphic oscillating mandibulitis bicuspid E. Yes, it was that hard to say then too, for the Speaking Under Fire project. Let me read you a bit of that speech. The research at Stoker Institute is always geared to assist people in need of advanced medical care around the world. Last year, promising basic research by scientists led us to believe that we could solve the problem of tooth decay in teenagers with a specialized blood process. The promising study had moved, with FDA approval, to the point of testing on human volunteers. Vascular arterial mandible protocols, iterations A through Q, had been thoroughly investigated and our research peer-reviewed in several distinguished science periodicals. Most recently, our findings were duplicated in an Eastern European university. We all agree that the release of vascular arterial mandible protocol iteration R into the environment has been devastating to everyone, and we convey our heartfelt condolences to those who have lost their lives, and we continue to work on research to heal those who have been attacked. Vampire victims need help, not discrimination. Yes, I was talking about vampires. Soon after, I needed another speech to fill a slot on the agenda, and the crisis management speech became compassion for the victims. You've seen the videos on YouTube. It's heart-wrenching to see these young people struck down by violence in blatant disregard for their rights of due process. Yet, is the law the right answer? This is an illness, not a crime. I know that there is a lot of fear of this epidemic. Sales of so-called protective gear or preventative measures are skyrocketing. Myers Industries appears to have cornered the market, making the disease look far more devastating than it is. The misleading use of Hollywood of victims in various shows is feeding the fear we see in this country. The media is ginning this up to sell newspapers. They claim to be informing us. I say they are part of the problem. Themes help you, not inhibit you. You can reduce your prep time considerably. Believe me, I'm not a big fan of vampires, sparkly or not. Repeating essentially the same speech allowed me to concentrate on delivery, body language, vocal variety. It wasn't a bad thing. It was actually very good. The speech then morphed into new treatments for victims. It's not easy to become infected. This isn't a disease that you can get from being in the same room, using the same dishes, or even sleeping in the same bed. There are some simple protective measures that you can take until this epidemic is contained. Treatments exist. General Electric, in cooperation with the National Institute of Health, released a new treatment this past week to deal with the most painful part of the disease. New light treatments are now available to manage both the dominant skin disorders, the pallor, and the glowing skin symptoms that are both responding. The zoomorphic oscillating mandibulitis bicuspid intervention E from Sunnydale Research is on a fast track to deal with the obvious dental distortions. With enough funding, the current issues in the treatments, such as the shambling and the stumbling and the craving for unusual foods, we can afford. No, we expect a cure. Yes, I'm still talking about vampires. Three speeches, and according to the dates in my PR manual, all done at three different clubs within a three-week period. Which leads to hack number two. Join another club. Nancy and I have some disagreement about joining another club. She likes advanced clubs. She sees them as a place to get better, more thorough evaluations. I cannot argue with that. However, all of the advanced clubs in District 10 are monthly clubs. One meeting per month, still paying Toastmasters International $36 for separate club dues and getting an extra Toastmasters magazine, and then there's the club dues on top of that. I've questioned the economic value of an advanced club for years. This isn't to say I don't respect them. I've been to three of our five this year, and I see that there are presentations that could never be given in a community or corporate club, such as Joan DeLillo's recent presentation at the Central Advanced Toastmasters that ran 20 minutes. Couldn't do that in my lunchtime club, but now maybe I could. My home club is low on members, and too often there are no speeches scheduled. I might get away with a 20-minute presentation because in a small club, there's less competition for the speaking slots. It's the club with 30-some members who have their speaking schedule full for the next 6 weeks that makes it hard to get on the schedule. Telling the VP Ed that you're always going to have a hip pocket ready so if there's a cancellation or a no-show, you can fill in is not a bad idea. But do you want to count on that? I didn't. I joined two clubs that were under 20 members and got a speaking slot whenever I wanted, and sometimes when I didn't have anything prepared. Impromptu speeches? I've done plenty. I remember asking my DTM mentor to pay her husband's porn magazine business fees. He howled. He laughed so hard, and he sent me a text that he'd paid up front for those model services. I miss Richard. He was a great man. Back to the topic. Here's a matrix to help you decide if joining an advanced club is good for you. Are you looking for opportunities to try to give longer, more complicated speeches, and the time frame doesn't concern you? Go advanced. You won't regret it. You'll build your skills and watch others grow. Are you looking for the DTM by 2017 and have a lot of speeches to give? Find a small club and join it. You'll have the opportunities to speak, and when a club has dedicated members, visitors are attracted to that passion, and they join. Hack number three, join a team. I'd been in Toastmasters about 3 months when I was asked if I'd like to go to lunch and talk to some DTMs about getting my own. It was an informative meeting. I'd never heard of half of what they were talking about, and all the advanced leadership this and advanced communication that was completely new to me. But there were five of us at the table starting on this deliberate path to the DTM. Almost everyone else at that table had one or more advanced awards under their belt. I had given one or two speeches. But only one of us dropped out and didn't get the DTM. Working with others toward the same goal was encouraging, but more, it was helpful. When I needed someone to help me with a radio interview presentation, I asked one of my team. When they were working on their HPLs, I was there with them. The three of us crossed the finish line at the same time, and the fourth finished up her DTM just a few weeks ago. It's not really formal, not like a mentor who calls every few weeks and asks for an update. It's like a support group where each member knows who to go to when help is needed. An advanced club is a great place to find others who are working toward the same goal, but you'll find them pretty much at every club. Ask around. That's three DTM hacks to get you through the DTM process. I'm sure you've got more, and so do I. And I'll be presenting them at the District 10 2014 Fall Conference in an education session. That's only about a week away, so go to District 10 right now and sign up. Thanks to Nancy Sechrist, DTM of Akron, for her help and creativity with the DTM hacks. If you have a DTM hack to share, you can go to the contact page and send me a note. There's a form there, or you can send me an email. The address is there also. Our sponsor, Toastmasters District 10, is based in Northeastern Ohio. Thanks to the Toastmasters here who make On the Table podcasts possible. Our music today is by Incompetech.com. Podcast notes can be found at onthetablepodcasts.com/04. Meeting is adjourned.